It's 7 minutes past six on breakfast. Let's go to the markets now. James Carlton, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. Not good news. The DAX, the FTSE, the CAC down 1% in Europe, give or take 0.1. The NASDAQ, the Dow, the S&P 500 also down stateside, down not as much, between a third and half a percent. Now, the newspapers, Hillary Clinton is prominent. The Adelaide Advertiser, the power of port. South Australia to pitch its tech port naval hub to Hillary Clinton and the Australian as well. Clinton soothes China on alliance. Pacific can fit us all. But Paul Keating doesn't seem to think so. Deferring foreign policy to US must end is the headline, and the Canberra Times as well. Keating blasts Asia relations. At the Melbourne Age, rich cash in on welfare. Top fifth of households get 12% of all government handouts. And the Brisbane Courier-Mail has the Flegg emails, the real reasons Bruce Flegg was forced to quit as a Newman minister. More on this in the show later. The Herald Sun, its parents on report, a new school code of conduct for abusive mums and dads in Victoria at the school, plus a Tim Matheson interview. First bloke reveals baths, hairdos and watching Julia on TV. The Daily Telegraph in Sydney has Nathan Tinkler's winnings frozen, his horse racing prize money withheld to settle debts, a mental health system under stress in the West Australian, and the Sydney Morning Herald, taser death. Student was no threat. I'll be back with more details on this one, Fran. The death of Laudisio Curti, five police officers involved in a reckless, careless and dangerous, forceful pursuit of the Brazilian student who ultimately died after being repeatedly tasered in Sydney.